Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Little Globe. I will start off with a short introduction of myself. My name is Romina. I am 24 years old. I live in Vienna. Vienna is the capital city of Austria. Now, just in case we have listeners from outside of Europe who don't know where Austria is, never mind. Austria is a very small country. It is in Europe. It is south of Germany. Most people seem to know where Germany is, so I guess most of you will be able to locate Austria now, more or less. The most important thing about Austria is that it's not to be confused with Australia, please. It happens a lot. I totally get it. The names are just too similar, but the countries are very, very, very different from each other and far from each other. So we don't have anything in common, really. I live here with my mom and my sister. So yes, I still live at home whenever I am home, because normally, mostly I work abroad. But at the moment, I am home, so I live here with my mom and together with my sister, who is 4 years younger than me and is studying at the moment. My sister and me didn't always get along very well. We do now, but she went through a very, very hard kind of puberty, a very drastic one, which I skipped completely, so I didn't really go through puberty at all. But instead, right now, I feel like I'm experiencing something very similar, which probably is some kind of quarter-life crisis. Now, for anyone who might be wondering now whether there is such a thing, I looked it up, and yes, there is. I think the word got invented in the 1990s in the US, so there is such a thing as a quarter-life crisis, and I guess I am just right in the middle of it, because lately I started questioning a lot of stuff in life, whether I achieved enough for my age, because if you would have asked me a few years ago where I saw myself at the age of 24, I probably would have imagined myself in a stable relationship, maybe already with some kind of future plans, as in marriage and kids or something like that. However, I'm not there. I'm not at that point. I'm at a completely different point. I am single. I'm a happy single. But nevertheless, of course, the biological clock is ticking. Let's put it that way. And maybe that's why I'm questioning a lot of stuff lately. However, I thought it was just the right moment to start this wonderful project. Maybe so I can get myself podcasted out of my quarter-life crisis. Who knows? In order to do that, I will address a huge variety of different topics. I want to talk about everyday things, about traveling, about countries, about different nationalities, about the perception of people from different countries. I will definitely talk about everyday problems in love, about relationships, about breakups, about sex maybe. So all kinds of stuff that hopefully most of you can relate to, because I think that makes it even more interesting. Now, my mother tongue is German, so I might make some mistakes every once in a while, but I'll try my best. And I decided to do this podcast in English because I have so many friends all over the world, and I wanted them to be able to listen to the podcast. And also, I thought that addressing different countries or nationalities is even more interesting if you have an international audience. I hope you'll enjoy this podcast. It will be a lot of brabbling. It won't be a very scientific podcast, but it will include a lot of things about my everyday life. A lot of private talk will happen too, and just a random thought sharing. Now, the idea to this podcast was born already 2 years ago, I think. And back then, a colleague of mine recommended me to do a podcast. And at that point, I didn't even know what a podcast was. So I started listening to podcasts and I really enjoy it. I really enjoy listening to what other people have to say, maybe people that live at the other end of the world, so people that you wouldn't have the chance to connect with in real life or not as easily. So I think that's great. I think it can trigger your own thinking and can certainly serve as a special kind of entertainment, maybe during, I don't know, your morning runs or your dishwashing or whatever, really. However, apart from listening, I also love talking. Now, whoever knows me in private life also knows that I like to talk a lot. I do talk a whole lot whenever I get started. My talks are always long and other people might not have the chance to say a lot when I'm talking. My sister suffered from that. We talked about it lately that like she suffered her whole life from me talking too much because she didn't have the chance to say what she had to say. Nowadays, of course, things changed. I am giving her the chance to talk sometimes. No, but in general, the good thing about the talking issue that I have is that I can basically make conversation with whoever comes up, which I really enjoy. I love talking to other people. I am not very shy. I will talk to anyone, really. And I love to speak different languages as well. I currently study translation. So I study translation of German, English, and Spanish. I also speak Italian. I'm currently learning Filipino. And, well, I speak bits and pieces of French, but it's more embarrassing than good. Now, for everyone who doesn't know, in Austria we speak German. So German is my first language, my mother tongue, if you want to call it like that. Both of my parents are Austrians, so I am 100% Austrian, although I don't feel very Austrian. As weird as this might sound, I know it's weird, but I don't really feel comfortable with many things of my culture. Like, for example, we do shake hands for greeting people, and I am more the, you know, the kissing, hugging type of person. Austrians are kind of cold, maybe at first, if they don't know you. They're not easy to get to, and they don't smile a lot. Now, I'm all the opposite. So, yes, I guess this is why I can't really identify a lot with my own culture. Of course, there's positive things about Austrians. They are very punctual, which I am too. So I do have Austrian things. And of course, I grew up in Austria. So it would be weird if I had nothing Austrian in me. But at the same time, as I said, I don't feel very much Austrian. Sometimes I feel like I'm alone with this weird problem, but I feel like I've been born in the wrong country, maybe. However, my parents sent me to a bilingual kindergarten where we had native speakers who did like 1 hour of program in English with us every day, which was games or watching a kid's movie, something like that. After that, I went to a bilingual primary school where we also had native speakers. So this is where my love for languages and for the English language, I'm sorry, comes from, basically. Then my third language at school was actually French. I had French for 2 years, but that was at the age of, I think, 12 and 13. And there's not much left, unfortunately, because I never had French friends. I haven't even been to France, which is quite embarrassing to say, I guess, because it's not far away from Austria. However, if you don't really connect with the culture of the language that you're learning, I guess you will forget it very, very fast, which is what happened with my French. After that, the next language at school was Spanish. I started studying Spanish at the age of 15, I think. 2 years after that, I went to Mallorca for 2 months to work there as a receptionist in a hotel just for the summer, just for my holidays from school. And that's when I started speaking it, because the problem with languages at school, or at least in Austrian schools, is that you learn a whole lot of the grammar. You will learn how to write and how to read. But in the end, there's not enough practice in speaking. And as they only count your mistakes in all of your texts and stuff, it is very hard for students to just to talk because they don't want to make any mistakes. But the thing with languages is that it's so much more important that you can say something, even if the grammar is not correct. People will totally understand you, because it's not very useful if you know all the grammar, but you're just too afraid to talk. So this is a shout out to everyone who is learning a language right now. Just try and talk to people who talk that language, because they won't ever judge you for mistakes that you make. They will just be happy that you try, that you make some effort of speaking their language. So this is how I learned Spanish. First, I studied it at school, and then in the year 2013, I went to Mallorca to work there for 2 months, which is where I started thinking and dreaming in Spanish, because I had Spanish colleagues, and I really enjoyed that summer. I guess there are a lot more stories to follow about that summer. I will talk about all my travels and experiences that I had abroad, working abroad, living abroad, and So my Italian, I speak Italian because when I was 18, I moved to Tenerife. Tenerife is one of the Canary Islands. It belongs to Spain, although it's very close to Africa already. I lived there for a year doing entertainment and hotels, and I really enjoyed that year. Now, you might be wondering, how can she have her Italian from Tenerife? Well, in Tenerife, there's a lot of Italians living there, especially in winter. Many Italian people spend the winter season in Tenerife because it's warm there. However, when I came to Tenerife, to my first hotel, the whole entertainment team was Italian. All the people were Italians, and I didn't speak Italian back then. I spoke a few words, like the usual things. And we had about 60 to 70% of Italian guests. So this is how I learned Italian, just by being with my colleagues. And I always say I speak kind of a street Italian, you know, just the urban language that they taught me. First of all, of course, they taught me the bad words. I fell in love with that language, and I also love the country. Italy is beautiful, and the people are very, very nice. So this is why I also wanted to learn the language, and this is why it went very fast. I learned it like within maybe 2.5 months, something like that. At the beginning, I didn't dare to speak a lot, but fun fact, when I was a little drunk, then I did speak. I spoke quite a lot. it happened sometimes that I got to know some of our guests just at night. Because at the beginning I did the kids club, so I didn't really get to know the adult guests. And at night sometimes we took our guests out with us, you know, to the bars and to go dancing. So my whole team, we went out quite a lot. And whenever I talked to our Italian guests in the evenings, I talked quite fluently. I was not afraid to make mistakes. And then the next day, sometimes it happened that I met them again, but during the day when I was sober and in the hotel. And all I could say was a few words, basically. And they always wondered where my Italian went in the meantime. But things got better eventually, and now I can also talk in Italian whenever I am sober. Yeah, so that was just a fun fact on the side. And another recommendation to everyone out there who is learning a new language, try to speak to people in your new language whenever you had maybe one drink or two, because it really gets easier, and it helps. So it helps to fight the fear, basically. Now, as I said before, I am trying to learn Filipino at the moment. My skills are very basic, but I'm trying, you know, I'm trying to improve it every day a little by learning a little more vocabulary, a little more about the grammar, which is very, very different from all the other systems of grammar that I know. But I am always curious about new languages, and there's so much more that I want to learn, and I just don't find enough time, because learning a language might not be hard as such, but it will always need time. It needs time, especially when you're not in the country where people speak that language. Of course, we all try to watch movies and to listen to music in that language, but it's just not the same as being surrounded by those people. But even if it takes time, I really want to encourage everyone to learn other languages, especially when you're interested in other cultures, because languages bring you closer to the people who speak those languages, and they make you understand the people better. Because as soon as you learn another language on a higher level, let's say, you will certainly understand the culture better, because every language kind of expresses the way that people think. I guess you all know that there are certain words in your mother tongue that there's not in another language, so you can't simply translate them, which just means that if there's no expression for something, or if people express things differently, it means that they also have a different perception of something, for example. Now, there's an interesting story about how the Bible was translated. Because it was important that everyone could relate to the things that were mentioned in the Bible. Now, there are so many differences between the countries, as, for example, in flora and fauna, that you can't just mention the same tree in all countries and everyone will be able to relate to that. Or another example is the lamb in the Bible became a seal in the translation for Greenland, for example, because people didn't know what a lamb was, because they didn't have these animals. So this is the point where languages get interesting, and this is why I recommend everyone to learn other languages, because you will totally understand the thinking of the people so much better than if you just talk to them in English. Although English is really precious. It's great that we have that way to communicate with almost everyone around the world nowadays. I really enjoy that. And after all, it makes this podcast possible in the way that I am doing it. I guess you got quite a good overview on who I am and on a few of the topics that will be addressed in this podcast. I skipped love and I skipped guys for this time, but I assure you that they will pop up very soon as topics in the next episodes, and quite a few times probably. Now, thank you so much for listening. I am so happy to have listeners. I wasn't sure if anyone would actually listen to this. So thank you for giving me a chance. And I really hope you will listen to the next episodes too, because there is a lot to come up. I have many, many stories to tell, many fun stories too. So I'm looking forward to having you as a listener for the next episodes too. I wish you a wonderful day or evening or morning or night, whatever it might be right now at your place. Stay safe, and until next time.